Welcome to this episode of the ACF Youth Culture Podcast, where we explore how God is part of life, honest and real. My name is Autumn, and today I'll be talking to...
Caleb.
Hey, Caleb. And in this episode, we're going to be talking about an experience that Caleb had a couple years ago.
It was this last year.
Okay. And how that shaped him over time. But Caleb, tell us a little bit about you before we get started. Who are you? Where are you from?
I am a junior in high school, and I go to ACF. I'm on the student leadership team at the youth group. And yeah, that's kind of me and my church background.
Yeah, and we live in Alaska.
We do live in Alaska.
Of all places. Yes. And I was so happy this morning. I woke up and the sun was shining in my window. The light was shining in my window. It was still cloudy.
But it did start to snow again today. But it was beautiful yesterday.
That was not what I was focusing on, the sunshine and how beautiful that is. It was like 7 a.m. And looked just gorgeous. So I was happy about that. I'm excited for summer.
Yes, me too.
Yeah. You guys are so close. You have a month of school left.
Very close. I'm excited.
Amazing. Caleb and I have a fun fact. We both have clothing. I have a shirt. And are they socks with Van Gogh?
Oh, yes.
On them? They're socks, right?
Fact. Yes.
Yes. I have a Van Gogh shirt that I got at a thrift store.
No, they're shoes. They're Vans.
And Caleb has Van Gogh shoes that he got at a thrift store. And we were very proud of that mutual fact. So, Caleb, tell us about your parents and kind of how they met, because that'll get us into your story.
Yeah. So, my parents, they met right in college, right before college. They were... actually in India at the same time, serving on missions through YWAM, which is Youth with a Mission. It's just an organization that goes out into the world and does missions, basically. And then they met back here in Anchorage after being in India at the same time at a church.
Because they didn't know that they were both in India, is that right?
No, they didn't.
They were just there at
two separate things.
They were
just there at the same time, both through YWAM.
Crazy.
So, yeah.
And then came back and then met in Alaska?
Yep. Okay. And had me like a year later.
Wow. Yep. That's really cool. So they went to YWAM. What were their experiences like, or what are the stories that they've kind of told you growing up?
Yeah, they both loved it. For my mom, it was super scary at times. Same for my dad, just being in another country, like 20, 21 years old. Really have no direction except like the guidance from the Lord. But yeah, they both loved it. Both loved seeing a new country. My dad went to New Zealand, India, and then my mom went to Morocco and India.
So they, do they have like a story that they tell like at every dinner party or?
Well, my dad talks about skiing, surfing, in the same day in New Zealand.
Cool.
And then my mom talks about like almost dying from like water poisoning or something in India.
Oh,
so
great.
Both one good, one bad thing.
Yeah. Gotcha. Well, that's funny. Well, they even each other out then.
Sure.
Is that your dad's story reminds me of when you like jump off mountains for no good reason?
Oh yeah.
Guys,
I do love to
this
do that.
Man just jumps off mountain. He has skis on, but it's crazy. The videos are crazy. So growing up, you're hearing those stories and then you got to go to YWAM.
Yeah.
Last year.
Went to Hawaii for spring break. And while we were there, as a family, we stayed at the YWAM base, University of the Nations, like the big head base, basically, in Hawaii. So we stayed there for 3 days on campus, and we did just saw Hawaii. My dad got to see where he first started, and it was an amazing experience because he saw like the places he had eaten, and like he showed us his dorms where he had stayed for 9 months.
For his YWAM like training,
for
right?
his training, yeah.
Yeah.
So you do training and then you go out and serve for 3 months.
Mm-hmm.
And my brother and I went to a worship night there, just like unreal, unlike anything I've ever experienced here in Alaska or other places that I've lived. Yeah.
What was, for those of you, when we live in Alaska, the only place that it seems like we travel to is Hawaii because we have a direct flight and it's warm.
Yeah.
Everyone on the other side of America goes to Florida, it seems like. But yes, we like to go to Hawaii. And so when you were there and you went to that worship night, what was so different about it? Or like what was God kind of speaking to your heart that was unlike something you'd had before?
It was in this huge auditorium of like 400 people, all my age or around my age. Like 20 to 22 years old. and they're just, they're worshiping on fire for the Lord. There's like a Korean band there. And it was so genuine and so just raw love for the Lord. And it was just something that I could see myself getting behind and going back and doing YWAM after high school. Mm-hmm. It just seemed so genuine compared to anything else that I've ever experienced here.
Was being part of YWAM something that you thought about beforehand, or did it kind of hit you in that moment?
It kind of hit me in that moment. I had always thought about it, and I've always had, like, whether it's my consciousness or just the Lord tell me to, like, go to Africa and serve, and just, like, go and preach the gospel. But in that moment, it was solidified that I want to go, and I want to learn at the University of the Nations, and then I want to go and hopefully go to Africa.
Yeah, well, that's quite the continent. You have a lot of different options.
Yeah, I do.
Places and cultures and people. And have you, over time, like, has any other thought other than Africa popped in, or has it just been Africa?
No, it's always been Africa. There was one day, it's actually like the night, I commercial fish in the summer, so I was skipping back by myself. The sun was just setting. Here in Alaska, it sets way late at night. It's such a cool thing. But I was watching the sunset, skipping back across the bay in Seldovia near Homer, and I just, this loud voice in my head said Africa. And every time I've prayed and asked the Lord for direction in my life, just Africa.
Wow.
So, like, even now it's like so clear that that's where I'm going to go.
Which is also so interesting because, I mean, the word Africa is also at the same time, like, totally not clear, you know, like,
right, exactly.
Where is that? What does that mean? Where, mm-hmm. How long, for what? And it's kind of, I guess you talking about your parents too, of them, you know, being in this new place and feeling overwhelmed and mm-hmm. scared, but also having this direction on just how God will, like, give us, just enough to do mm-hmm. the next thing. And sometimes how I get so frustrated on being like, are you kidding me? Like, that's so vague, or kind of feeling like you have nothing to go on. But then also looking back and be like, if you had told me that that was the plan, one, I wouldn't have understood, or I would have just jumped straight to that, and I wouldn't have done all the things that I needed to do in between. So I love that, just like interest that you have, and just being really solid and be like, this is a really huge, but also really directed plan. Mm-hmm. It's really neat.
Yeah, I've never felt like upset or lacking in direction. It's always just been, yeah, it's like a huge constant, but also like, that's a huge constant. So I have a lot to explore.
Yeah. Well, and then, I mean, you have a lot of time after, like, that'll kickstart things, but then you have so many things that he'll be able to speak to in after that, which is so neat. And I think, like, when I was in high school, I literally had an Excel spreadsheet. It was like all, and I even on my wall, I went to school in those overhead projectors where they used to have like the clear plastic sheets that you'd write on with a marker. And I projected onto the wall and I made this huge map of America, and I had all the states, and I put it in my room, and I was like marking off all the states that I was definitely not going to, which most of it was just, where was my crazy family? Which I love my family. That's mostly a joke, but it was like marking out these places I didn't want to go to. And I had an Excel spreadsheet of like all the colleges and how much stuff cost. And, I have always, always, always wanted to plan. And part of that was because I wasn't like you, like I did not have a, you know, go to Africa kind of moment. I had passions and I had skills and I had thoughts, but I didn't feel like the Lord was like directing me in a place. And looking back, I think I was holding on to like a lot of control or like a feeling of control, that I wish I could have just handed to God. Yeah. So it's really inspiring to kind of hear your story and, the different places that'll take you.
Yeah.
Do you, thinking back to that worship night, what's like, I know the whole thing and it's probably hard to put into words, but what's kind of one takeaway or thought that you kind of keep around that just makes that a really sweet memory?
Just seeing other people my age, inspire me so much. And just people not my age, like 50-year-old guys, just like without a job, just serving at, I guess I do have a job, just serving at YWAM. Just, you know, just like there, that's their life. They just go and they teach kids and then they take them on missions. And then they teach more kids and they take them on missions. So it's just so inspiring. And just being in a room full of hundreds of people all worshiping. In their own way, it's just it's an amazing experience.
What is worship like for you? Because I think And we talk about that a lot, just in different, I feel like, groups at church too, but worship, you know, can be so many things. Mm-hmm. And the first thing I think we think of is music. And I know it was kind of a music worship night that you're specifically talking about, mm-hmm. but what are some of the other ways that you are like growing in worship or have really loved, or things that have changed over time?
Yeah, I loved that night. It was mostly music, but also just like prayer, and just time for everyone. There was a song and there was prayer. We would pray over different like groups that were going out on missions in different countries, mm-hmm. That people were leading missions to. So I think just like focused prayer is a big one.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. Yeah. And I love how you said time. Like worship is time with mm-hmm. God, and that exactly, can look like yeah. so many things. Mm-hmm. One of the things I've really been trying to grow in is like worship is not necessarily about me. Like it's not about exactly, yeah. how I feel or like getting this big takeaway from God. It's having time, like you said, that I set aside and I give that time to God and I mm-hmm. worship him in that time, which has just changed my heart in so many ways. So I've been loving that journey.
Yeah.
But yeah. Well, I think that is a great place to close.
Yeah.
Yeah. Caleb, thank you so much for sharing. We're really inspired and we hope that this speaks to you listening, just to listen and sit with God, give him time to work all things for you.
Yeah, thank you.
Don't forget to subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. And thanks for listening to the ACF Youth Culture Podcast, Honest, Real Life. This is Autumn.
And this is Caleb.
Till next time.